Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 27th of May 1961. Fulfilling one's duty. Someone is wasting the chance of path and fruit, magga and phala, if he can't catch up to the point of truth, sakka. The person who is listening to the teaching but not following to the end is also not getting the path knowledge. To support these two points, Sayadaw told the stories of Ven, Sariputta and Dhananjani Brahman, and layman Pessa of the Buddha Kassapa's time. Sariputta taught the Brahman the Samatha Dharma and he was reborn in the Brahma world. But he had the potentiality for enlightenment. Later Sariputta went there again and taught him Vipassana Dharma. Pessa's story had been mentioned before. Even someone has the paramis, these two points are important. Teacher and student, if each person is lacking one of these points will lose the chance for realization. A person can be checked with the following five points whether he has the paramis or not. These are: 1. Encounter with the Buddha's sasana. 2. Meeting with those who can teach the Sakka Dharma, that is the Buddha or the disciples of the Buddha. 3. Able to listen and understand the Sakka Dharma. 4. Can practice in accordance with the Dharma. Here Sayadaw was emphasized the discerning of impermanence. 5. Repay the gratitude to the teacher with the successful practice. If you complete with 1, 2 and 3 points and have the paramis. If you can complete 4 and 5 with the practice and fulfill the goal. The Sutta discourses were the Kanda records. Entering the path has to look at the Kanda. Giving the Dharmapada story of two monks, one was a scholar and the other was a yogi. The scholar couldn't answer the practical questions put by the Buddha. But the yogi could answer them. We can perform the sasana duty with learning, pariyati, and practical knowledges, patipati. The real learning knowledge comes from the practical knowledges of the Kanda. Don't know the Kanda directly and only from the books can be bitten by tana, mana and ditthi. One can realize path and fruit if knowledge, nana, is in accordance with the reality. One thing you have to remember is, if kalesas come in and it takes longer. Therefore it is important not let kalesas come in between the reality and knowledge. Practice in the morning and it can be realized in the evening. Practice in the evening and it can be realized in the morning, half day. A wanderer asked Ven, Sariputta, what is the most difficult thing in loka, the world? Ven, Sariputta's answers were, free from businesses, activities, for the practice, live in seclusion for the practice, and seeing anicca. Not included the paramis in these three points. One will realize the Dharma if practice with these three points. You will get it, discerning anicca, if you succeed with the no. 3. The Buddha and Sayadaw mentioned the importance of anicca in practice in their suttas and talks. Sayadaw continued to talk on the hindrances from the Sanghārava Sutta, Anguttara Nikaya. The reason of having impermanence, conditioned dharma, and can't discern it is covering by hindrances. Then, how to solve it? For example, lobha arises and it will cover up impermanence. First, you have to contemplate the impermanence of lobha mind. After that continue the contemplation whatever the Kanda shows you. Because of these hindrances that can't realize path and fruit. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 30th of May 1960. Impermanent and taintless. A person with the contemplation of impermanence and knowing of impermanence is becoming taintless. With this, affection to the Kanda of taint of sensuality, kamasava, not arises. Thinking of it as it's me, the taint of wrong view, Aditya Sava, also not arises. Not knowing, the taint of ignorance, Avijasava, also not arises. Someone is doing the task of contemplating impermanence and knowing of impermanence becomes taintless. Become taintless means seeing the impermanence of one's own candor and others' candors. Discerning of dukkha and anatta are in the same way. Why is that? Because it only becomes anicca and magga, etc. In the process and asavas can't come in between them, Sayadaw explained as it was impossible by prayer and rely on outside power with the simile of the hen and her eggs. If you not contemplate, and then like the baby chicks die in the darkness of inside the eggs. It was like living in the darkness and dying in the darkness. Someone is discerning the beginning of the impermanence and continues the contemplation asava will come to an end. It's like the hen and you must do the three jobs of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Seeing impermanence is fulfilling the task of anicca, dukkha and anatta. The Buddha also taught anicca vata sankhara, conditioned phenomena are truly impermanent. Maybe you'll complain as you're still with the seeing of impermanence. In this same sutta the Buddha gave another simile, i.e., the simile of ads. Nana is slowly eroding the kilesas if you are contemplating impermanence. Each day erodes a little bit, etc. And lobha, dosa and ditthi are becoming fewer than before. If you continue the practice, it thins out slowly and at last disappears. Don't think about it as no benefit. When will it finish, if you ask me? It'll finish if the impermanence ended. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 24th of June 1960. Dukkha and Nibbana. In the Udana Pali text, the Buddha said that Nibbana did exist. If you ask, how does it exist? It does not exist for everyone. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena. What kinds of people have Nibbana? Realize. Someone is developing the practice and knowing what should be known will get it. If you thoroughly penetrate Dukkha will get it. You must remember this one. This point is very important. No one realizes Nibbana by prayers and outside power without practice. Realization never happens without the practice of the Four Noble Truths. Someone thoroughly penetrates it as only impermanent dukkha sakka and will know that there is no sakka at all. Someone doesn't penetrate dukkha sakka will not abandon samadaya sakka, i.e., tanha, and not develop magga sakka, the eightfold path. With the continuation of the dependent origination process will never realize it. I am asking you to contemplate feeling, Vedana. And you'll ask me, why seeing the arising and vanishing of it? The reason is, after the feeling arises and before the contemplative mind, Nana, comes in, there are a lot of Bhavanga Chittas, life continuum minds, arise between them, i.e., between feeling and Nana. This is the cognitive mind process mentioned in the Abhidhamma. At the time Nana comes in and seeing that the arising feeling is not there anymore. It is arising and vanishing and you only see that. And you'll ask, isn't contemplate the non-existence? Non-existence is the concept of not really exist. If you contemplate the not existing, and it'll become contemplate the concept. In the text it also mentioned that Vipassana had to contemplate the present moment. Mind dharmas, nama dharma, are arising and vanishing in the rate of 100,000 billions times within a wink of an eye. Therefore it's sure that you'll find it not there anymore. When you come in for the contemplation, the arising feeling has appeared for some time already. Therefore, vipassana means contemplate the not existing. There are two kinds of not existing: totally not existing and from existence to non-existence. Totally not existing is concept. From existence to non-existence is not concept. Sayadaw gave an example of an elephant. An elephant came to the compound of a house, roundabout at midnight. It slept there and left some droppings and went away in the very early morning. People of the house waking up in the morning saw the elephant's footprints and the droppings. But at that time the elephant was not there anymore. Although the people knew that the elephant was sleeping here last night. You should know Anicca in this way. Feeling exists as the Paramatta Dharma. Not existing is Anicca, disbanding, which the contemplative mind sees it not there. It's the knowledge of knowing the existence to non-existence. It's not knowing the totally not existing. It becomes permanent, nikkha, if you contemplate the existing. It becomes concept, panati, if you contemplate the non-existence. It becomes the real vipassana knowledge if you can catch on the existence to non-existence with the contemplation. Feeling is arising and also disappearing. You only find this. It's the contemplation of the dukkha of the Vedana. Magga only sees dukkha arising and dukkha ceasing. Vedana's anicca is dukkha sakka. Knowing it is magga sakka, tana upadana, kama not arising is samadaya sakka and jati, jara, marana not arising is nirodha sakka. By doing one and finish the four truths. Thoroughly penetrate dukkha sakka is your task. You can contemplate anyone which you appreciate, i.e., body feeling, mind and dharma. If you see arising dukkha and ceasing dukkha and it's right. Sayadaw continued to talk on Channavada Sutta, about Ven. Channa who committed suicide, MN.144 Channavada Suttam. Someone succeeded with the practice of seeing impermanence, and at the time of death could change the rebirth sign. Here then, Channa became an arahant before passed away. It was becoming a habitual kama asanaka kama for him that with the practice he could change the rebirth sign. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 1st of July 1960. How to think. Worldlings have two kinds of thinking. With thinking that sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief arise. There is also with thinking sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief not arise or can extinguish them. At what time sorrow and grief arise? We are thinking about this and that when we are staying alone. At the times of sleep and waking up, we are thinking about family and business matters. It's like looking for one's own dukkha. Many human beings are like this. We are thinking about things which are not good and follow with sorrow, lamentation and grief. One's own thoughts are tormenting oneself. One's kanda and others' kandas are not self. Not self becomes self and you can't sleep. Also you are thinking on suffering, dukkha, as happiness, sukha. You are thinking about the impossible so that pain and grief arise. Here we can see the super stupidity of human beings with their super tanha. The Buddha taught us how to think, from the Samyutta Nikaya. All thoughts come from wrong views, ditthi. For example, if I am old it's quite difficult for me. This is thinking with ditthi. You're going to the apaya, woeful plane, from the sleeping bed. With thinking and not self becomes self is thought of wrong view. In the Samyutta, the Buddha taught us to think for Nibbana and not to think for apayas, painful births. Start with thinking, where do aging and death, jara, marana, come from? Where do these two duckers come from? Then, it becomes right view, Samadhi. The aging and deaf are Dukkha Saka and thinking is becoming Magga Saka. It comes with right thought. This is thinking what is existing and not with what is not existing. Aging and death arise by birth, Jati. Here Jati becomes Samadaya Saka, the cause of Dukkha. Again, where is birth coming from? Birth is Dukkha Saka and thinking is Magga Saka. And then if you ask, is thinking a practice? My answer is, if kalesas not arise, it's a practice. Ditthi, Tana, Upadana not arise. It becomes Magga Sama Ditthi, path factors right view. Birth also ceases. And it's knowing Nirodha Saka. In the future you must think in this way. With this DA process is sure to cut off. Because no kalesas come in. Why does it not include Anicca, Dukkha and Anatta? You have to note it as the contemplation of the mind, Sittanupassana. Where is Kama, Dukkha Saka, coming from? Kama is Dukkha Saka and thinking is Magga Saka. Ditthi, Tana Samadaya not arise. It's killing Ditthi and Tana. It's practicing to know Saka, developing the truths, Bhavatabha. You should note it as practice with developing, Bhavatabha. Here Sayadaw taught how to use the 12 links of DA process for thinking. We have to contemplate the whole series in the same way. This method is reflecting the DA process in the reverse order, Patiloma, and getting the path factors. Where is Tana coming from? It's from feeling. Feeling can't arise by itself. It is arising together with the other four khandhas. Feeling arises depending on the body. Therefore, if you can contemplate feeling to the extinction, i.e., the ending of feeling, and dukkha totally ceases. With thinking in backwardly and the object of contemplation appears to us. With the contemplation of feeling is seeing its impermanence, its disenchantment and its ending become the eight path factors. And then feeling ceases and Nibbana arises. With the contemplation, the cessation of feeling comes. It's called Upada Nirodho, the cessation of the arising Dharma. The cessation of Tana, Upadana, Kama and Jati without arising is called Anapada Nirodho. Therefore these are the cessation of the Khanda and Kalesa. Vedana and Jati are Khandas, Tana, Upadana and Kama are Kalesas. The Buddha gave the example of firing a clay pot. During firing the pot and it's hot. After finish and put it outside become cooling down. Here also the same. The pot in the fire stove with heat is like the Khanda with Kalesa heat. After outside the stove and cooling down is like the Khanda without Kalesa. This is Saupadisesa Nibbana, Nibbana with the Khanda, but without Kalesa. Even though still has the Khanda, the yogi sees Nibbana, with the cessation of Kalesa. This is called Nibbana element with the Khanda. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 1st of July 1960. Four Nibbanas. There are four Nibbanas, Sotapanna Nibbana, Sakatagami Nibbana, Anagami Nibbana and Arahant Nibbana. There are four abandonments with four Nibbanas. To become a Sotapanna have to kill Ditthi, wrong view. To become Sakatagami, Anagami and Arahant have to kill Tana. Now, you are worldlings. Padarjana and must kill Ditthi. By killing Ditthi and the coarser Tana with it also gone. Tana is not a leading factor here, instead Ditthi is the leader. If you ask which Tana dies with Ditthi, this is the coarser Tana leading to woeful planes. By killing Ditthi, This tanner dies with it. The cup is also with it if you are taking water. Dithi is sticking in the kanda. The eye's contact with visual form is fasa. With fasa, good or bad vedana arises. The I, self, concepts on fasa and vedana are falling away if you know in this way, because it is only the paramatta dharma arising. Whatever dharma arises and follow with knowledge, and dithi falls away. It dispels dithi, because we don't want birth to arise. Sayadaw explained up to kama, bhava on dispelling dithi. If you know the present moment DA process and dithi is falling away. In all day, the DA processes are going on from the six senses doors. The assemblages of dukkha are going on in turn. These are going on until before death. For birth, you have to go after death. From the six senses doors, whatever arising is only dukkha kandhasa, the assemblage of dukkha, because every time it arises, and not knowing is wrong view, taking the experiences as me and mine. It becomes satipatthana, mindfulness if you know it. At the time of sleep, no dithi is with it, and only the bhavanga cittas are arising with sleep. These minds, i.e., bhavanga cittas, can't give the bad or good results. The mind is doing the natural breathing. Sayadaw said that each day the actions of the DA process are arising in uncountable numbers. Therefore the results are also uncountable. It's quite terrifying. Therefore, to understand the Buddha's teachings rightly and correctly, it needs to understand the DA. We shouldn't interpret the Buddha's teachings with our own views and philosophy. It was quite clear why the Buddha only taught dukkha and the end of dukkha. The Buddha's own enlightenment could not separate from it. The wholesome merits you have made are insignificant, if comparison with the dithi kammas. These you are creating in the whole day from the six senses doors. Just think about your whole life, how much terrifying it's. Even wholesome actions, they are dithi kamma if doing them with identity views, sakaya dithi. Therefore the Buddha warned us that our frequent homes were the four apaya bhumis, woeful planes. DA processes are at rest is only in the sleeping time. In dispelling dithi, you have to know the arising dharma. If you know the arising dharma, will also know the vanishing dharma. For example, looking at the lightning, after a bright light and it instantly disappears. Why? It's too fast. Dithi falls off if you know the arising, and knowing the vanishing becomes vipassana. It's easy, and not difficult at all. Dithi becomes thinning out with tanha if you contemplate a lot. With the knowing and ignorance also thins out. Continued to talk about Ven. Anuradha. The Buddha was a doctor and only gave the medicines. It can cure only by taking it. Therefore, we have to extinguish our own hell fire. There are only these two dukkhas, dukkha arising and dukkha ceasing in the world, loka. No person, no beings exist. Only the arising dukkha and the vanishing dukkha exist. After that comes nibbana, the permanent extinction of dukkha. A person not knows dukkha and only looking for dukkha. Not knowing the arising is looking for dukkha. Because of not knowing the truth, sakka, and samsara is becoming very long. Only can penetrate dukkha sakka and dukkha will cease. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 27th of November 1960. On Insight Knowledge. Here Sayadaw delivered an interesting talk on insight knowledges. Usually he didn't mention 10 or 16 knowledges as mentioned in the commentary on Abhidhamma. He only followed or talked about them which were mentioned in the suttas. Closing square bracket. Told the story of Ven. Susima, who came in and ordained for the purpose of stealing the teachings. Contemplation of impermanence is including samatha and vipassana, because it has the five path factors, i.e., three samadhi factors plus two wisdom factors. Insight knowledges come before and then followed after with the path knowledge. In the Buddha's teachings, samatha practices were not the main point. With insight realized nibbana. In the Patthasambhida Magga, Bhavatabha, developing was referring to Lokiya Magga, mundane knowledge or insight knowledges. It's the five path factors. In the five path factors are not including the sila factors. Because the sila are not stable, coming in and out. Between the last insight knowledge, Vipassana Magga, and the path knowledge, Lokuttara Magga, even Nobhavanga Citta comes in. It's Anantarapakayo, proximity condition. Up to Gotrabhu Nana, change of lineage, from a worldling to become an Aryan, are the five path factors because all of them are with the impermanence. It completed with the eight path factors, five path factors plus three sila factors, only at the path knowledge because sila becomes stable at that time. All the inside knowledges are only changing the views step by step. But the process is only with the five path factors. There were only two stages of knowledge, i.e., inside knowledge and the path knowledge, what the Buddha taught then. Susima. In the Anuttalakana Sutta, SN.22.59 Anuttalakana Suttam, the discourse on the universal three characteristics, taught three stages of knowledge, i.e., discerning impermanence, its disenchantment and the ending of it. In reality the knowledge is not changing but the views are. All inside knowledges are with impermanences, but the views are as danger, fear, disenchantment, not wanting, etc. You just doing the practice and kalesas will become thin out, told the simile of the handle of an adze. You'll have the path knowledge if kalesas are gone. Changing of views are taking as changing knowledges. I am concerning that you may taking it as your knowledge not develops, because only just seeing impermanence. Kalesas become thinner means the development of knowledge. Whatever view is changing and your duty is contemplating the impermanence of the Sankhara Dharma. After the knowledge becomes mature and it disappears in a blip and substitutes with the path knowledge. We just do the contemplation whatever the object is showing. For example, could Suramutta, a drunkard layman, know the insight knowledges? Suppabuddha the leper was also in the same situation. The inside knowledges were related to Ven. Sariputta because he had the sharp knowledge, second after the Buddha, but later Buddhists had looked down on him. Nobody knows the process of the knowledges. Whatever object is showing only impermanence exists. Sayadaw compare Ven. Sariputta with Ven. Maha Moggallana, Ven. Sariputta took 2 weeks for full enlightenment and Ven. Maha Moggallana only 7 days. Why was that? Ven. Sariputta had many records. He was analyzing the knowledges and it took longer time. In the questions and answers between Ven. Sariputta and Ven. Maha, Kothita. Start with impermanence, also, up to arahantship. If you want to become a sotapanna. Therefore you shouldn't have many teachers and many nanas processes. People will have no shame and fear, hiri otapa, for wrongdoing if he has ignorance, avijja. The Buddha said hiri otapa dharmas were the protective dharma of the world, lokapala dharma. If we observe today modern world, human beings are going the way of no shame and fear of wrongdoing. Closing square bracket. Only without ignorance, become knowledge. Vidya has shame and fear of wrongdoing. Sayadaw gave the story of Ven. Patakara Teri. Here we can see the importance of wholesome education, including all media. The main point is reaching the top of the mountain. It's not the main point whether you are ascending there with two or three knowledges. Ven. Sariputta said that he was the only one and should not follow him. In regarding with the 16 knowledges.